Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. ARS. Doraville, one of my favorites. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We update it every single day with new stuff you can read, watch, and listen to. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's one of our top social media experts in the Brain Trust, and that's KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, so check out her website and see all the things that she does for her clients, her social media clients. Kathy, you were telling us in the previous segment about how things are changing over at Google. The local search pages, which I've recommended to people for a long time that they stay up on, are now becoming connected to Google Plus, which is their social media site, their social media platform, right. But they're driving people without any kind of appeal. They're making local search retailers who benefit from local search, they're making them have a Google Plus account in order to use the local search, and so you're in a way you're being held a little bit hostage by this new decision. But Kathy, there are some benefits, aren't there?
Yes, there are. One of the problems that Google has been dealing with is so many fake reviews. And
tell us what a fake review is. Is a fake review when I go in and talk about how wonderful I am?
No, actually, one of the big problems they're having is when competitors go in and tell bad things about a business, you could never do anything about it.
Right.
And that's been a problem in the industry with reviews, and people would just go in and stuff reviews in an account.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you must have to leave a review. You must have a Google Plus account, so you cannot just stuff reviews.
The review can be traced back to the author.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, since and Google bought Zagat, and Zagat's reviews, they're using their metrics, and that's a big part of the review process,
right,
too. So you know, that's the benefit of it, but it is adding a layer of complexity for the small business.
Right.
Now,
right,
as if I'm doing a search, and I'm just searching on a map, and I'm looking for, you know, a small business, I don't have to be a Google Plus member to pull that information up. So it still works like the Yellow Pages,
mm-hmm,
you know. I mean, they're going to be able to find that business. It just means that now they've combined it. Now it's called Google Plus Local, and they put the two together. So now a business is going to have to log in and update their profile and all of that.
Which is not prohibitive. That's not too onerous.
No, it's not too bad. The businesses did lose a lot of reviews when they did this transition, though.
Yep.
So people who had a ton of reviews now don't. So that is also one of the other challenges that
mm-hmm,
they've had.
Right.
It's, you know, it just kind of lost.
And they can't go back. So those reviews are gone. They can't even go get them anymore, right?
Right. They're not showing up.
Well, that is unfortunate.
It was unfortunate, and people were pretty upset about that.
Let me say, Kathy, remind people that almost 4 years ago, when social media was really just, you know, getting kicked off and becoming a craze, I guess it was in the fall of 08, I guess, when I started saying this, I warned people about putting all of their social media, let me rephrase that, about putting all of their community building eggs in one basket. And one basket means Facebook, Twitter, Google, the major platforms. Because I said one day their business objectives and your business objectives will not be in alignment. And you will lose that when that happens. And so I've been telling people, you know, it's not about social media. It's about community building. If you're a business, building communities online, and you need to have a plan B. You need to be building your own parallel communities with your own platforms so that if Google does something or Facebook does something you don't like, you're not out of business. You're not being held hostage. What do you think, Kathy?
I agree, and that's really why, you know, we recommend a variety of tools, and we look at the strategy so that you are not platform dependent, and then you are taken down when they change the rules, and they change the rules all the time. We've seen it with Facebook.
Facebook's done that recently with their wall, and that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, and there's another thing, Kathy. There's another player that I need to remind people about. And this was another reason why I made my caution and my prophecy, and that is Wall Street. When these companies go public, they are no longer completely in charge of their business model. The Wall Street analysts and the powers of Wall Street will jerk the chain of these companies.
Yes.
If they're not performing the way they think they should, they'll jerk their chain and they'll be dancing to the tune of Wall Street, and it will have nothing to do with whether it's good for you or not.
That's true, and we're already seeing that with Facebook.
Yes.
You know, it's happening
right
and
now.
We're going to see it more and more. They make more changes. So you're right, it's just all kinds of changes. You have to be expecting it.
Right.
And not get comfortable in this is the way it is and it's the way it's always going to be, because it is not.
But Kathy, the bottom line is community building is never going to go out of folks. People are still going to want to be part of online communities. Just think about it that way. Don't think about Facebook or Google. Think about online communities, your online customer communities. Right back with Kathy Perry. We're going to talk about mobile apps after these messages.
Feeling like I ought to
sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.